in Europe.
Eventually, 10% of the United States will be given away under the Homestead Act.
I'm not going back to Indiana to rent until I bust entirely and have to walk back.
Uriah Oblinger, Civil War vet, claims his 160 acres in Nebraska. There's a catch. 110 degree summers spark prairie fires. Trees can't survive the drought and flames. There's so little rain, nothing grows here but grass. Without lumber to build houses, the new inhabitants live in mud huts, built of sod, cut from the plains. Uriah dismantles his wagon to make doors and windows.
They often had insects. They invited snakes. It was, well, pretty much like living in a burrow in the ground.
I think the pioneers did have it hard. They conserved. They were frugal. The one dress lasted a long, long time.
For Uriah's wife, Maddie, it's a price worth paying.
I expect you think we live miserable because we are in a sod house. But I tell you in solid earnest, I never enjoyed myself better. Every lick we strike is for ourselves and not half for someone else.
The devout Oblingers face daily tests of their faith. With no mountains to stop the wind, the Great Plains are a breeding ground for massive thunderstorms.
The most objection I have to the weather here is the wind. There's a great deal of it during winter and spring, and being nothing to break it, one feels it more.
Don't go too far, honey.
The Oblingers live in Tornado Alley. More twisters hit this region than anywhere else on Earth. Over 400 touch down every year.
Tell the folks they never seen a storm in Indiana. Only playthings.
200 mile an hour winds spin into a vortex, sucking in air and anything not bolted down. In 1930, a man is carried a mile across Kansas. Fish and toads rain from the sky. The Oblingers hunker down in their heavy sod house, clinging to their newfound independence.